Texte numéro 76. Shift by Cuomo on gas drilling prompts both anger and praise. A few months after Mr. Cuomo, governor of New York State, was poised to approve hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, in several struggling New York counties, his administration is reversing course and starting the regulatory process over, garnering praise from environmental groups and stirring anger among industry executives and upstate landowners. In horizontal hydraulic fracturing, large volumes of water and chemicals are injected deep underground at high pressures to break up rock formations and release pockets of natural gas. 10 days ago, after nearly 4 years of review by state regulators, the governor bowed to entreaties from environmentalists to conduct another study, this one an examination of potential impacts on public health. Then, on Friday, state environmental officials said they would restart the regulatory rulemaking process, requiring them to repeat a number of formal steps, including holding a public hearing and almost certainly pushing a decision into next year. The developments have created a sense that Mr. Cuomo is consigning fracking to oblivion. The governor has been influenced by the unshakable opposition from a core of environmentalists and celebrity activists who are concerned about the safety of the water supply. The fracking issue is the biggest environmental question and the most polarizing, and New York's decision is being closely watched nationally, as President Obama and Mitt Romney have both expressed support for increased use of natural gas as a means to reduce the nation's dependence on foreign oil. The debate is politically complex for Mr. Cuomo. He has been interested in fracking because of the promise that it could bring jobs to an economically struggling region of the state. The industry has also been a prolific campaign donor. But opposition to fracking has become such a touchstone for liberals that approving it, even in a limited fashion, would undoubtedly alienate some of his most dependable supporters. Anti-fracking protesters have shadowed Mr. Cuomo for months, at his home, his office, and his speaking engagements, and a wide array of celebrities, including Lady Gaga and Yoko Ono, have mobilized to express opposition to the technology. Mr. Cuomo told reporters last week that the commission of yet another study on fracking did not signal an end to the process. The governor has also said that he sees the additional health study as a way to mitigate future lawsuits. But industry and landowner groups are growing increasingly concerned. The part that concerns us is our governor has said he wants to keep it out of politics and focus on the science, but it looks like politics is really taking over now, said the lead lawyer for a New York pro-fracking group. Adapted from the New York Times, September 2012.